Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Being naturally savvy isn't just about what you eat and ingredients and things you put on your skin. It also has to do with mental health as well. So it's so important to talk about mental illness and suicide and the stigma of both. So we're just so thrilled to have Mary Jean Teachman on the program. Hi, Mary Jean.
Well, hi. Thank you for having me on.
It's so nice to have you. I would love for you to just start. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your story and your struggles and what hope and advice you have for folks who are having trouble.
Well, my son was bipolar. He became bipolar, or was found, it reared its head, actually, when he was in high school. He was misdiagnosed and consequently became involved in drugs, because many times that's what happens with these brain diseases, that people want some relief. Finally, he was diagnosed properly and went to school, went to college, graduated, went back into the drug culture, lived in the drug culture for some time. I mean, on the street and at crack houses, just a horrible, horrible time that he had. And I really believe that my head was in the sand a great deal of the time. I wasn't familiar with drugs. I didn't I didn't understand the severity of the problem. So in that respect, I it's not as though I take responsibility, but I realized that maybe I could have looked at it differently. Anyway, he went along life and actually got off of heroin. He had a spiritual experience that enabled him to do that, and he was off of heroin and off of all drugs for 4 years. He counseled young people, and of course, they loved talking with him because he had been there, and they really respected that. He was in the program, and then bipolar struck again. He became manic. I wasn't aware of the severity at the time. Then he became depressed, and he took his own life with a gun. The most horrible experience a mother can have is to have that happen to their child. I was in a maze for a year. I didn't know what to do, where to go. I went to suicide group. We eventually joined a mental health organization. I was president for 3 years. We thought if we can save one family from going through what we had gone through, then all of it was worth it. I started on my journey really to heal after about a year, year and a half. Suicide group told me that if you don't work these things out, that you can be in a grocery store and hear a song that reminds you of your loved one, and you can collapse. I started on the journey. I met great healers. I got involved in spirituality. I meditated. I stopped drinking in honor of my son on his birthday. Not that I drank a lot, but I liked wine. And I thought, well, I'm going to do that and to honor and respect him for what he went through, because he was in the program for years. Actually, I really went into the Eastern philosophies, which helped me a great deal. They just made a great deal of sense to me that we're here on our journey. I had to work out why this had happened. That helped me a great deal. And eventually, I found peace, joy, and acceptance and compassion. It took me a long time. I'm not saying that this was an overnight, or I had one epiphany talking to the other side, but it was a long journey. But it really ends up with understanding and peace, and that's how I feel now. And that's what I think is so important to get out to people, that you can get through this. You deal with a drug situation. You deal with a mental disease, which we're calling, by the way, brain diseases now, too, because the brain is an organ. just like any other organ in the body. Mm-hmm. But you can get through it, and you adjust. Would you like them back? Actually, with my son, I have to say that he was in such pain, I would rethink that. Of course I'd want him sitting next to me right now. It would be the most wonderful thing in the world. But at his expense of what he was going through, like I say, it took me a long time to get to this point, but I know my son changed from physical son to spiritual son.
Wow. Mary Jean, tell us a little bit about your healing. You said, you know, you mentioned that you visited healers and you really looked to Eastern philosophy. Tell us a little bit about how you feel that really helped you.
Well, I went to John Upledger, who does craniosacral, and he was a big help on my journey in healing me, and Dr. George Goodhart. And then I met this woman, Renata Moore, who was an intuitive medium, who actually had studied, when she was studying at Purdue, she managed bipolar women. And that really got me started in thinking the three of them in a direction. And I got a primordial sound from Deepak Chopra, and I started meditating. That was excellent, but quiet my mind. I also then, through Renata Moore, talked to the other side. At first, I didn't believe it at all that could happen. That was really a huge part of my recovery, and realizing that he resides in my heart. I believe that with every ounce of my being. When I first started on this journey and went into the Eastern philosophies and talking to the other side through Renata Moore, I really didn't think that was possible. I don't know what I was thinking, who I was talking to. I guess I thought she was talking to God. One day I asked her, and then she had told me actually what she was doing, and my eyes opened up wide, and then I had an epiphany where I was looking at a little paper cup in the bathroom one morning, and it had beautiful bluebirds on it. And I thought, I love bluebirds. And I went to see Renata that day and sat down, and we started, and she said, do bluebirds mean anything to you? And I said, no, you know, not even thinking. She said, are you sure? I said, I'm positive. And she said, Forrest is saying to you, I love bluebirds too, Mom. And the reason that he is saying this is because he knows you don't believe in what has happened. And he was right. But that was my moment, my epiphany, when I really crossed over and I recognized that I talked to my father, my son, and now Renata's gone, and I talked to Renata. That gave me peace, because I recognized, he told me how happy he is there. And I believe in reincarnation, that we're here for a reason, that we're on a journey, but wherever that journey takes us. But I believe we make the agreement before we come in. We know what we are, what lessons we have to learn. It's a matter of, will we or won't we? What paths will we take? I have acceptance and compassion today, and joy and peace because of that.
It's very interesting to hear you speak, Mary Jean, and I think for our listeners out there, I think that will hopefully resonate with many of them, or any of them who are having or have gone through what you've gone through, similar situations. Well, thank you for being on our show today. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but people can go to your website, correct? MaryJeanEnteachment.com.
Yes, and my book is on there, Never Saying Goodbye, which details the journey, which is really an upcoming story.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today. Blessings to you.
Well, thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.